No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and we're in here with the one and only Ruby Rose. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Excellent.
Good, good. Happy to be here, friend.
You're probably the last interview that I'm going to do as a non-father.
I know. Hopefully, but Lena pops the baby soon.
Any moment now, it's going to explode out of her like a tidal wave.
Are you? How is she? What type of birth is she going to do?
In the house, water birth.
I love it.
In a tub? You're going to do that too?
For sure.
Okay. Because I feel like
this is her first baby, right?
Yeah. I feel like the bougie thing to do is to have the C-section. As soon as I started talking to Amber Rose about giving birth, I realized that she's been through it a few times. And she's just, that was her advice to Lena. She was like, just go in there, take the drugs, let them cut you open. It's all good. And Lena's like, oh, no, I want to do a natural.
Yeah, I want to try natural. But I'm sure, I hope. Do you guys have a doula, somebody like to help her?
We got a doula.
That's good.
Yep. We got a shooter and a doula. Hey, you could use that if you wanted a song.
Yeah, I will. I like that.
So how you been? How's life?
Good. A lot different since last time.
Yeah, the glow up has been strong, huh?
It's been happening.
You were like just starting to get some money, yeah. Right, when we did that interview, yeah. Right? You just signed the deal.
Yeah, just signed the deal, fresh.
Right.
That was last year.
Uh-huh.
It's been a year.
And so, yeah, how has your life changed and what's different now?
Well, my music career has definitely taken off.
Definitely.
Been in some videos. I've my Instagram
explosion. The OnlyFans explosion. We will get to all this. So yeah. Okay, music wise though, I feel like it's going good. Like when I listen to your stuff, I honestly think it's dope. I feel like I see the fans actually reacting, engaging with it. Like I feel like you know, because anytime if you're a girl who's like firstly known for being hot on the internet, you're always going to have to make it past that initial hurdle of people kind of taking you serious. I feel like you've done a really good job at having people really actually fuck with the music.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been working hard. Thank you, Adam.
Right. And I see you on your Instagram story, like you're in the studio a lot.
Every day, every night.
Right.
Working towards that hit. Trying to get that hit.
So you feel like you're still like that's what's in your mind when you're in the studio, is that you really want to have that one big blowout smash hit?
Not just one. Well, of course that, but just making good music in general. Like I don't want to sit around and wait.
You got to go hard, really. Yeah.
Just like you with this,
go hard at it every day. You got to go hard. Yeah. So do you feel like you've like grown as an artist a lot? Like what's the process like for you these days? I'm sure a lot of people are real suspicious about you having writers and stuff. What's your relationship with all that?
I definitely, like, I write my own music, but I'll take help in any way. Like, I'm worried about making the best music. So, ego aside, like, in the beginning, I try to, like, do everything myself, but I definitely will take help wherever, whenever and wherever.
Do you feel like you just learn a lot in those situations where you have somebody helping you out, too, that you, like, learn how to do better as your own writer?
Yeah, you know, I just started really doing music and, like, a year ago or 2 years ago,
right?
Like really actually being in a studio and recording. So this is all still new. So I'm learning, getting help. Yeah. All that.
Right.
All
the above. Who's the craziest in studio experience you've had in terms of like watching people work or just seeing how people perform in the studio?
That's hard to say. I've seen some crazy. I mean,
yeah.
Like what? I don't know. What kind of,
were you in the studio with Future? You have a song coming with him?
We do have a song. I don't know. The business has to be taken care of. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did that end up happening, though? You weren't actually in the studio with him?
No, we were.
We did
some songs together.
So what was that like?
It was cool. He's actually really normal and chill and not as turned up.
Right. He's not like popping mollies and shit.
I didn't see him taking any drugs, no.
Okay.
Not going to get you right. Anything. But no, I did not see him taking any drugs, no.
I remember when I asked Juice what it was like being in the studio with Future, though, he just said that like it was overwhelming how many pretty girls were in the studio with Future.
Really? No,
see
yeah,
any
he
of that?
Does have hella pretty girls with him.
Right.
Always.
Which posse. I guess is not surprising.
Yeah.
He gives off that energy.
Yeah. It's Future King Toxic.
Right. Do you like that? That's kind of become his image? I wonder, like, does he get that?
Yeah, I'm sure he likes it. Guys aspire to be like that. I don't know why. But.
Right. I mean, he puts it in the music. He lets you know that he's, I guess, you know, toxic is kind of an abrasive word, but hi, Fuch.
He's so crazy.
So, but what was it like seeing him record and stuff? Was it kind of crazy?
Really, like, yeah, no, his work ethic is crazy. Like, that nigga stays in the studio, like, and just watching how he records, he, like, freestyles everything. Like,
right.
He's cool to watch.
Yeah. Do you ever do that? You ever like hop in there and just like go bar by bar? Or are you like about trying to have the song written before you go in there and do it?
I prefer to like write it out before I think the music is better like that. But as of late, I've been working with people who have just been throwing me in the booth and having me freestyle and come up with it. So
right,
we're just trying new things. Trying it out, feeling it out.
I fucks with it. So you're still, everything's going good with the label and everything? Because you were like one of the first artists assigned to L.A. Reid's new venture, right?
Not the first, but one it's, of the. Yeah, it's going swell.
Right.
They're taking care of me.
Right.
Making sure their girl is taken care of.
Right. Do you, is it weird because you can't like play shows and stuff? Actually, no, I see you on fucking flyers all the time.
Yeah, no,
hosting,
I'm still
like,
doing, we're still doing, we're out here.
Right.
In this pandemic.
Yeah.
We're out here.
You're like, you and Boosie are like the people still getting booked.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Boosie.
I feel like Boosie, I see you and Boosie on pool like, party no, flyers.
That was once. That was once. But no, was about to say no, but like in the South in Atlanta, like all the Amor, Jada, Ari, all them, they're doing, everybody's doing hostings.
It's still in demand.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right. Do you like that experience of like what was that one with Boosie like? Like, give me how this experience actually went.
It was cool. It wasn't what I expected it to be. I got there late. It was nighttime when I got there.
Right.
So I like, it was a few like celebrity people there. Like I was in a section by the pool with security, so nobody could talk. It was like, it was cool though.
Right.
It was in a mansion.
Is it weird being that like separated from the fans or the people just hanging out?
Yeah, sometimes that's not cool because then you're like missing out on all the fun and the ratchetness.
They tuck you away and it's like, you're supposed to like appreciate them like hiding you away from everybody. And I guess it's cool because you do want to be able to be separated, but then at the same time, it's like you kind of feel like you miss out on a certain vibe. Was it crazy? Were they doing that cucumber shit that I seen on Twitter?
I didn't get to see anything really. I was like, I saw naked. Everybody had to take their top off before you could come in. Though.
Really?
Like, the girls had to, and they tried to do that to me. I'm like, bro, do you know?
Yeah, no. I'm being paid to be here. Yeah. Part of that is that I'm not getting naked for your stupid fucking.
But literally, all the girls, if they wanted to come in, they had to take their top off. All the girls are topless.
Do they take your phones too, or is everybody just naked on Snapchat and shit?
Everybody was on their phones. The guys were all recording. Yeah.
That's insane. I love it though.
It was fun.
That's a vibe right there. Yeah, I wish I was there. That would have been great. I'm sure Lena would be really hyped on that. But okay, so do you feel like the pandemic is slowing up your career in a way because you can't like do all those appearances and shows and shit
like
the same
the
way that you might
shows,
be able to?
The big shows is like the only thing. Well, yeah, I mean, just that and like touring maybe, but honestly, with OnlyFans, my life has changed.
Well, you might not have done the OnlyFans thing if it wasn't for the pandemic, right? Like, don't you think that maybe you had time to even, like, think, like, well, I'll give this a shot because you weren't off doing shows and stuff, right?
Perhaps. But really, actually, yeah, no, it was definitely the pandemic because it was, you remember, like, people were doing those, like, twerk things on Instagram.
Right.
And then OnlyFans. I mean, actually,
OnlyFans blew up in the pandemic big time. Like, it was already a thing, but it was very much like more porn stars. And then the pandemic hit, and so many people signed up that had never been on it before.
Yeah. No, But you know who put me on and, like, told me to do it?
Who?
DDG.
Wow.
Yeah, because he started it and, like, was teaching people how to make money on YouTube.
But what is he doing on OnlyFans?
He was teaching people how to, like, monetize their YouTube. That nigga made more than me. He's made more than me.
Talking about how to make YouTube?
Money, yes.
What the fuck? I can tell you how to make a vlog and put a couple ads in the middle of it.
His fan base is crazy.
Wow, that's crazy because you know who's huge on there is Bandman Kevo, and I'm pretty sure that
he's
like a scammer rapper. And I'm pretty sure you would actually probably love him based on that analysis. But he scammer. That's like your type, right? Don't all the girls want to date scammers now?
No. Do you see?
You're past that. Okay.
Come on.
Wait.
No.
Jacquemius?
No, but I'm pointing at this.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how to pronounce
it. You don't know how to say it? You just know it was expensive?
But no, I don't want a scammer.
Oh, okay. Well,
I want an entrepreneur boss.
Yeah, but you might have to scam a little to get into that position.
No, we're past that.
Okay. But you probably dated some scammers before. You're from Atlanta. It's like the home of it. The mecca of scamming.
No scammers. I swear to God. I'm more...
Really? Dope boys.
Or rappers.
Okay, I'll give you that. No, but I think that he's giving out like scamming information. I don't want to say that sounds a little
wait is that the
snitchy.
Guy who got arrested for singing the songs about like EBT?
No, that guy was on some other shit. I did see that. But no, like, I think Dan Mankiewicz tells you, like, financial information and also how to basically...
Oh, how to make money and stuff.
And possibly scamish.
Scam. Ways, oh, shit.
I think. Because he's huge. He showed a screenshot of his top 0.01%, which is...
I think
that's crazy.
OnlyFans just posts that on everybody's thing to make you feel encouraged to keep going harder. Because I've seen some girls who... There's no way.
There's girls I know are making like $300 a month and it's like top like 37% and they're flexing that. But it's if you're doing good, you're pretty much in the top 1% exactly, on there realistically. Even like top 1% is so different than like top 0.01%, which should be obvious, but I think a lot of people don't really put that together.
No.
Okay, but so you kind of like... You made noise because everybody was like, holy shit, she made so much money on OnlyFans. And then also people were kind of like, hey, you're not doing what people would maybe expect you to be doing on there.
Yeah, no pussy popping, no booty hole, no boobies.
Right, but there was a certain point where maybe it was like all the same photos that were on your Instagram, or was there always premium content as well?
In the beginning, no. In the messages, you have to go to the posts were the same, some of the same. But the messages is where we switched it up. That's the trick.
Okay.
Ladies.
But you're not, messages, you're not doing nipples, no vagina.
No. Nothing nude.
Right.
Or graphic or anything that wouldn't be, I would post on Instagram.
But is it all sort of like hot, sexy type content? Or are you doing like personality type stuff? Because you do have a lot of fans. Are you like sort of...
There's some like just like videos of me in the studio or like me with particular people. Mm. Nothing like... like fucking or anything, but like just some personal things in my life, like me out somewhere.
Right, because I was looking at it when you first did it, and I was like, this is pretty smart, because I saw that you just like had one of your cute friends come through and you were just doing like photo shoots of you in your fucking underwear or bikinis or whatever, and I'm like, shit, like that's probably enough that a lot of people would probably pay for that.
Yeah, no, she does what extremely well. She like, they link up together, like all the Instagram, like popular, that's the trick. We're about to start running it too.
You were like the first person that I've ever heard. I was watching another video of you. It was on live or some shit. And you were basically talking about another girl and how you became homies with her, because you were just like, you're a pretty girl, I'm a pretty girl. It doesn't really matter if we're like friends or whatever, but let's just like link up and like, you know, just like brew some clout up.
What video did you watch, Adam? Because I watched your interview and I heard you only watched Lala's video and you didn't watch my video.
So I watched your video and her video.
Okay, so that's not what happened, Adam.
Oh, so you're actual real friends. You don't want to post it that way.
Well, no, that too, but what happened was she messaged me saying... initially, like in 2015,
okay,
saying I'm pretty, you're pretty, we both live in Atlanta, we should hang out sometime, right?
I love that it's that simple for girls in this day and age. Yeah. That's all we need to have in common. We're hot. I've never had that conversation with another guy. Listen, Josh, you're hot. Let's kick it.
No, that's not why. It's not it's just a way, like, hey, saying let's smoke. You know, it's just something to say let's hang out.
Yeah, it'd be like me hitting up a rapper and be like, I fucks with your shit, bro. Like,
exactly.
Let's meet up.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. It's just a little different of phrasing it. I feel you. But yeah, so was that, because that, I remember when you pulled out the first time to do the interview and you were with a couple different girls, Lala being one of them. And I remember having the conversation with some of the employees, like, you never see a hot girl who's famous for being hot and all her homegirls are hot too and are just rolling with her and just kicking it with her. That's not normally how it works. Normally, you know, like hot girls are kind of like too territorial to really just be rolling around kicking it like that. And sure enough, here we are a year later. But didn't work out.
It didn't work out. But with her.
You still got an army?
I
don't want to like undersell women in general.
No, I have, but like, I mean, in general, everybody's fucking beautiful. We had the same conversation last time. Mm. Everybody's beautiful, but all my friends are beautiful. But you know, snake is a snake, and we keep snakes away.
But see, okay, this is what I don't really get about you is that it's so obvious that you were done with Lil TJ and you were not going to date him. It was nothing was going to happen there. Why can't she fuck with him afterwards?
Adam, it's called principle.
But what is the principle that once somebody has sex with one person, they can't have sex with another person who's friends with them?
If you're my sis and I'm taking care of you, you don't look at any nigga I touch. You don't do that, Adam. Mm. I don't know what type of bro code y'all keep.
I'm in the porn world. Okay. So to us, it's kind of like everybody's fucking everybody. It doesn't really seem like that big of a deal. I feel like I have a different perspective.
No, That's not right. We don't do that.
Right. That, so that's something that you would kind of expect from, but okay, to what extent do you have to be fucking with a guy before he is now?
It was public. It was, especially right. the fact that it was made public. If it, like, it was one, it would be one thing if it wasn't made public.
Right.
But she's fucked with a few other dudes that weren't public.
Because this kept happening to you where she was dealing with guys that you had passed with, right?
It was repeated behavior. But this was public, so it was just, you know, I mean, it was different.
Because you had a, but when she started kicking it with TJ, what terms were you on with TJ? Because you guys did have that initial blowout, but then you kind of become cool after that.
Yeah, we became cordial. We were cordial. I would bring her with me. Like, we did a song after that, like, recently, like, literally a week before they came out publicly. I was bringing her with me to the studio, or bringing me with him. Like, he had a studio in his crib. Like, I would bring her with me. But me and TJ were just friends because I had my nigga at the time. But, like, and it's just, like, it's regardless. Even if I'm not fucking with the nigga, you don't do that. It's just weird. But I don't want to... But, I don't want to seem pressed about this.
No, but topic, I mean, if you made it clear to her that that was kind of like something that you expected of your friends, like if I...
You don't have to... That's an unspoken thing you say.
Okay.
Like, you don't backstab somebody. It's right. just something you don't do.
See, I feel you, because if there was somebody that I really didn't fuck with to the point that I wanted to make it clear to all my friends, like, yo, I don't want you guys fucking with him because I don't fuck with him to that extent. I just feel like I would make that really clear and like verbalize that, because I maybe wouldn't just assume that they were going to... have that same thing.
I don't know, but we're past that.
We're past it.
I have a king.
You have a new king?
Just kidding. No, no, no.
The last time we were going to do this interview, I was like, this is going to be weird because you were literally like getting off the private jet. Mm-hmm. Like, and not the last interview that we did, but this was scheduled for a few weeks or a month or so ago. And you were getting off the private jet from hanging out with DDG in Vegas. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be interesting. Yeah. But then it didn't work out. What happened? Yeah.
With what?
Because you guys broke up like soon after,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did break up. Yeah.
Right. What happened? Why? He was just balling out with you in Vegas on the private jet.
No, it's just in our careers. We're just taking a break. We're cool. We're friends. We actually have a song on the way as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're still cordial enough that you can drop music together?
Yeah, we're cool. We're friends. We were friends before we started fucking with each other. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Because the way that we got all caught up in this is because there was another little.
You were talking. Smack about him.
I didn't feel like I was saying anything smack. That crazy, but yeah. I mean,
put some respect on him. You know, Moonwalking
and Caliban. You're still like defending
that's my
him hard.
Friend.
Okay, yeah.
That's my friend.
No, but like he posted like an emo type thing that we all interpreted to basically be him being sad about you not being happy with him.
What did he say?
I forget. It was a long time ago, but it was that was the thing that caused us to have this conversation. And I think the thing that pissed him off was that we basically were like, hey, baby Ruby. Didn't want to be with a YouTuber, and then he doesn't like being considered a YouTuber, which I guess maybe that's my misconception because I've known him as a YouTuber longer than I've known him as a rapper.
Understandable mistake.
Right.
Okay, everybody makes mistakes. Sorry, my bad. Understandable mistake. But it's okay. We're past it. We know. I saw you talked about him recently. You were saying positive things about his song. Blueface was playing.
Blueface was blasting that over and over. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's going crazy. It's about to go gold.
Blueface and DDG.
B&B. Period.
Well, the thing at Blueface's house is that his YouTube that's logged into his TV plays a Blueface song, and then it plays another Blueface song. And it's like
just the playlist.
It doesn't play like some artist that's like Blueface. Yeah. It's been trained to only play Blueface. So DDG even being in the mix there is like kind of, you know,
funny.
Special.
How was that? How was the house?
It was amazing. You would love it there.
I think I would have. I saw like people were sending me like stories and they were talking about me.
It was amazing. Well, but it was weird because when we were there, there was no fighting, but there was a ton of fighting before we got there and a ton afterwards.
Like, what was there to fight about?
I don't know. The white girl told me that she walked out of her bedroom in the morning and one of the girls just snuffed her in the hallway. This sounds like the craziest prison environment you could ever be in.
I saw one girl lost her tooth.
Yeah, like because they kept doing boxing matches and shit. They got the tooth fixed right away, though, actually, which
is
pretty
amazing.
But
then it comes out, because I saw another thing, and it came out when she's sucking her pacifier.
She sucks a pacifier all the time. Yeah, I didn't really figure that out, why she was doing that.
That was weird.
I liked all those girls, though. They were super cool while we were there.
Yeah, they seemed cool.
And then we left, and they just started fighting again.
Like, what's the house for? Is there something that they're winning at the end? Is it money?
No, it's according to Blueface, it's all about just him trying to help them become more ladylike and help them attract a better man than maybe what they've been dealing with.
Really?
I mean, that's what he said. And he honestly seemed pretty sincere about it.
That's good. No, he's a nice guy. He's different than what he is his persona.
I like Blueface a lot. And actually, I really think it takes a special kind of guy to be able to be in that environment with all these different
women,
girls,
yeah.
Have them like you. Like, they all seem to unanimously
he's
like great. Him. Which is kind of unique, and he didn't seem like he was fucking with any of them like that, and he was just, you know, trying to help them become better women, I guess.
That's lit.
So do you have any plans for OnlyFans, though? Like, where are you trying to take OnlyFans, and are you still doing as much revenue as you were doing in the beginning?
No, because I haven't been as active, but mm-hmm. I'm about to get active, I have an assistant now who's going to take photos and follow me and be with me.
That's smart.
We're about to get it active and popping.
Right. Because that money, compare that money to the music industry money. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Right.
Residual income monthly. Not doing much.
Did you did like 200,000 in the first 2 days, or what were the numbers that were going viral?
It was something like that.
Right.
I'm scared to even talk about how much money I have.
Right, like the IRS is just gonna like jump out of the camera.
No, well, it's the IRS knows about it, right? Because it gets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try to hide the OnlyFans
income.
I'm
talking about scary people on the street who might think I carry cash, but I don't carry cash.
Walking around with 200,000, like just withdraw your entire OnlyFans balance in cash.
No.
Yeah,
but
don't do that.
That's crazy.
A lot of rappers would do that, realistically.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope though. You don't feel like the two sort of like. Conflict or counteract? I don't really think so either, because OnlyFans and rapping.
Kind of to an extent. There's been some like people who don't want to work with me.
Really?
Yeah, like clothing brands and like people. Honestly,
that's interesting. But you're not even like naked on it. I feel like OnlyFans is like slowly becoming more normalized in a way. But I guess I'm not surprised that certain brands don't see it that way.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I'm not tripping.
Yeah, fuck them. But yeah, like as a rapper though, do you ever worry that like kind of that you might be like over sexualizing yourself at times? Like, is that even a thing anymore?
I mean, sex sells at the end of the day, but sometimes like I do know I should probably tone it down, but
right.
I know what the audience likes, so sometimes I feel the need to do what the audience wants.
I think that in a world where WAP was one of the biggest songs of the year, and, you know, obviously both of the girls were revealing just about as much skin as you could possibly imagine anybody revealing, and it doesn't feel like anybody is, like, taking Cardi B less seriously or Megan less seriously.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's a real risk anymore.
Yeah,
I feel like a few years ago it would have been, like, it would be hard to manage. But, I mean, you know.
You have to do it in a certain way, too, though.
Yeah.
Because some girls who are doing it, they get, you know, like me. People are, I'm very promiscuous, but like, you know what comments I get. And like, you guys purposely will post me on your page knowing that the comments.
What, saying what?
Just stuff. Like, people, but it's okay. I understand. It's what you do.
Right.
I understand. It's engagement.
I mean,
but I do it too. I set myself up for it too. Me or the PS5.
Right. No, but okay. Let's put it this way. I remember that this was like right when COVID came out, or it was within the first few weeks. Cause I remember I was sitting in line at the COVID testing thing, and all of a sudden it just explodes on Twitter that you and TJ were getting into this beef. And I was like saying to my girl at the time, I'm like, honestly, like, I feel like this is huge for her. Like, regardless of the fact that this might seem like bad energy or whatever, I still think that like there's a ton of people that are finding out who Ruby is from this for the first time. And that's probably still ultimately good for her.
I mean, to an extent, yeah, it did give me publicity sometimes, but it's like, it's something I have to live with. It's before people used to call me a hoe here and there, but now it's Ruby's for the streets, Ruby's for the streets, you know, that whole thing. Like, she can't get a flight back. Like, people think I was poor. Mm. I don't know what was going on. But so that's just, but I mean, I guess people do know me, but it's like, is that a good thing that, but honestly, it comes with this
but
shit.
Do you like go out of your way to avoid that? Like, clearly when I asked you about DDG, I know you could tell me a messier version of what happened with you and him than what you're actually saying. Are you actively going out of your way to avoid being messy now?
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Because with the TJ situation, it was kind of like she might want to be a little bit more careful, because this is ridiculous that he's that this is even happening, where like you're kind of getting clowned on camera and shit, you know?
Like, bro, no, I don't know. I don't know. That was like weird. Niggas, but honestly, niggas are scary, and niggas record, like niggas are bitches and record and like want to be caught up and like want to set yourself up to get caught. Like, it's just weird. Niggas are groupies, bro.
Well, so you're kind of a lick at the, at this point. Like, if you were to give some pussy to someone who is basically like a bum ass dude who like needs the attention, you could almost like count on him putting it on the internet as soon as you stop giving him attention.
Yeah, which is scary and sad. So that's why I'm focused on the music.
Right.
Period. Like, the music and the money keeps me company and my family and my friends.
That's smart. One thing that was really viral that was pretty funny was, and I got caught up in it, was that you posted the thing saying like, I'll turn a dude Crip or whatever, and people posted it like, how she blood and she Crip. And actually commented the wheelchair emoji just fucking with you, and everybody was quote tweeting and saying like, why is Adam 22 saying he's a Crip, which I am not at all saying, for the record. I was just fucking around.
With the wheelchair emoji.
The wheelchair emoji is classic.
No, actually the caption was something like, I'm fucking with this nigga on Crip or something.
Right.
I'm trying to fuck with this nigga on Crip. And it was just, I was in the car with my friends. I said, what's a cute caption? Because I'm wearing all blue.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me the idea. People need to stop. I'm clearly not gang affiliated.
Oh, you're not?
Adam, we
two red phones.
My favorite color is red. My name is Ruby Rose.
I feel like, and your flashlight is on. Yeah. I feel like you have a lot of lyrics that kind of like, allude to it.
Of course, but I mean, there's some stuff in my lyrics that are, my raps aren't 1,000% true.
When it's all said and done, though, will we ultimately have to say that Cardi was your OG, that he put you on the set?
Is Cardi gang affiliated?
I don't know. I feel like he's the one who turned you blood, right?
Really? No, I think I was on like Banging Bees, and like, I like, if you go on my Instagram back in like 2013 when I was in Kentucky,
okay,
I was on my little hood urban tip.
Ooh, okay. So you were a rural blood at first.
Rural, yes.
That's what's up.
So
respect all the rural bloods.
Yeah.
Period. That's dope. So you think you'll ever meet Cardi's kid? Gilbert?
Is that really his name?
No, that was just a little thing we had going for a while.
I saw you say that.
I can't get over the how funny it would be if his kid was named Gilbert.
Why? Where did that name come from?
I don't know. I think that his fans are just crazy and they just somehow like came up with this troll.
Oh, no. I don't know. Probably not.
Right.
Probably not, realistically. I mean, unless he brings him out in the public one day.
Well, maybe now that he's not with Iggy, you and Iggy could do music together. Have you thought about that?
It hasn't crossed my mind.
Maybe the kid would be in the studio. Why not?
If she hits me up, we'll see.
You'd be interested?
Honestly, I'm interested in working with any lit female, so I don't know if I can say I'd be against
she
it.
She could hit you up and be like, you're hot, I'm hot, right. let's kill. Right. Yeah. What about, okay, so how did you find out you're going to be in the WAP video?
Precious. Cardi's PR lady.
Oh, okay.
Hit up my PR lady.
Right.
And just set it up.
And how'd you feel when you heard about it? Did you know how big it was going to be?
I had an idea, because it was Cardi hadn't put out a song in like 8 months, and it was her featuring Megan Thee Stallion, and the song was hard as fuck.
Mm.
And I heard all the people who were going to be in, like Kylie and stuff. So.
Right. That must have been pretty crazy to be like, wow, I'm actually
I'm in this category of people. Right.
As soon as I saw that, that is exactly what me and my girl said. I was like, that is so sick. Like, even to just have you, and I was really happy for Suki and shit too.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that is, and I love that too, because, you know, obviously some of the criticism that's been thrown at certain female rappers over the years has been that they like didn't do enough to put on other female rappers. So in that moment, them doing that, I was like, giving just a little sliver of this video to promote a few other girls that are doing dope shit. I was like, that is just, that's genius. Like the coolest thing they could have done, you know?
Cardi's cool as fuck, and she shouted us all out on Instagram.
Right.
She's lit.
That whole thing was filmed like green screen and shit?
Yeah, on a green screen in front of an audience of like 150 people. It was scary.
Just people who were just there? Like
the Migos and just random celebrities in the audience and production people. It was so scary.
Wow. Do you actually hang out with Cardi during that? Was everybody together?
No. I mean, like, we stood next to each other for briefly.
Right.
She's a busy woman.
Yeah, I believe it.
She's a busy woman.
That's pretty dope, though. What about Meg? Have you ever got to kick it with her?
Kick it? No, but, like, we've been in the same areas a few times. I sound like a groupie saying.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
I'm not a groupie, but I am fans. I'm very big fans of both of them.
Are you glad that the Cardi and Offset relationship has persevered, that they,
yeah,
they made it through this near divorce?
She's my Libra twin.
Really?
I deal with similar things. I understand her.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys are the same sign, so you end up dealing with the same stuff relationship-wise? That's how this is supposed to work?
I think so. Like, how she keeps going back, I have that.
Really?
Sometimes.
That's what happened with DDG? You just kept going back for more?
I don't have to say names.
Why do you do? Why is that the case, though? You, like, you just, you like, getting your heart broken or being disrespected once isn't enough? You gotta kinda...
No, because, like, I don't know about you.
Mm.
Who are you texting?
Nobody. I was just looking at my questions, thinking about what else I'm going to bug you about here.
I don't know about you, but I don't like talking to new people. Like, do you? I don't like starting over and talking to a new person. I'm, like, awkward as fuck. It takes me a long time to get cozy.
Yeah.
So it's like...
I feel that. Do you think you're paranoid now because you're popping enough that it's, like, scary to give your attention to a guy?
That too, partly, probably. But and it's just, like, when you're comfortable... with somebody, like, you gotta keep working towards it and grow towards it. And I haven't been the most perfect person either, so.
Right. I mean, yeah, every time me and my girl got in a fight where it even kind of looked like we might break up, you know, that's probably a big part of it, is that who the fuck wants to start over emotionally?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Babe. That's rough. Okay, so I'm looking through the questions. What else do we have here? Yeah. Oh, the video with Wiz. That's important. How did that happen?
He hit me up saying he had a song he wanted me to get on.
Really?
I pulled up to his crib. He has a studio in the back. And I recorded that.
And what was the chemistry like with him?
It was cool. He was very nice, kind, not... what's it called? Not, he didn't come on to me because I'm just, really? I assume that's why you're asking that.
No, I was just curious because in the video I was like, damn, she's kind of
the sexual energy.
You were kind of, you know, like on him a little bit, rapping and stuff. I'm like, this is interesting. You know, because you kind of, you know, flaunt that a little bit, tease the audience a little bit, like, oh, look how cute we look together. Ha ha.
Yeah. You know, just doing that for, yeah, that, but no, completely friends, completely cool. He is a whole girlfriend. I had a whole person at the time.
I got you.
So yeah, it was cool though. It was a cool experience, and he was so nice. Like, that was like my first, like, lit person who reached out to me for the song.
That's dope. I'm glad that he recognized your talent. What are you looking for in a guy? Like, do you, because, you know, when I think about Wiz, I think like, oh, you know, Wiz is like in his 30s. He's a grown ass man. Most of the guys we've seen you affiliated with have been a bit younger.
Okay. I just want to clarify something because people always say that, like, I hate, like, people be saying that to me. Like,
Ruby, fuck with these little boys.
With these little niggas. Like, okay, I got caught up with two. My other ones aren't little. And actually, people don't even know who I fucked with. But, like, regardless, it's been two.
Right.
And no. No.
No.
No.
So you reject that that's your type?
No. I just, like, at the time, it was just something you... that would have never came out if that was out to one of them. TJ would have never came out if that was up to me. That was just something to do.
Was he like a little thought to you, or did you take him serious at one point?
No, it was just,
because he's like younger than you, or you just kind of like, you know, pulling up for a little.
We
like,
were cool. He was cool.
He was your side bitch?
I'm not.
Shout out to TJ. I'm a fan.
No, yeah, no. He's cool. His music's cool. Cool dude.
Right.
But no, I don't like little niggas. I like bosses. I like funny, loyal, non-lying, non-abusive, loving, romantic, charismatic. The list can go on.
So that's what you're looking for, though. You want?
I'm not looking for anything. I'm so focused on me and what I need to do.
But you want boyfriend energy? Is how you think of it?
Yeah,
you're not just trying to run around getting random dick.
No.
City to city.
No, no.
You know, that's not your wave. No more.
Never has
or
been.
Or ever. Not that
ever
it ever was.
Been.
Yeah.
Fuck is wrong with
I'm
you?
Just fucking asking. Okay, that's good.
Who
though.
Walked out of your interview recently?
Black China.
What happened?
She just was. You see, you're lucky. You didn't ask to go use the bathroom. She wasn't fucking with the bathroom.
Yeah, you took a picture of the bathroom.
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it wasn't great.
I saw the picture of it. It didn't look bad.
I mean, she's got an expensive ass, so I understand in that sense that maybe plunking that thing down on a dirty ass toilet. I guess I feel you. But you know, I mean, see, that's the thing about you. I think you're still like kind of. You're connected to the streets a little bit.
I'm in the streets.
You're not scared of a slightly dirty bathroom.
Yeah,
right?
And we squat. We don't let our butt touch the toilet. The
you form a nest?
Huh?
Like you take the toilet paper and you create a little nest?
No, I don't even do that. I don't put toilet paper on the seat. I might, if I happen to tinkle on the seat, I might clean it off the seat. I don't touch the seat when I use the bathroom.
My girl is so pregnant and has to pee so much that the other day we ended up going out and playing Pokemon Go for like an hour and a half, and she ended up having to squat in the bushes and take a piss.
No, that's regular.
Right.
That's cute of her, though, that you helped her squat.
I encouraged her to pee in public quite often because she previously seemed like she was kind of scared of it. But it's just such a huge pain in the ass. She has to pee every half hour.
What's Lena's ethnicity?
Armenian.
Beautiful.
Defend Armenia.
Period. Armenian convoy.
Mm.
Of it.
Maybe an Armenian guy could be for you. They all smoke cigarettes. They hang out in hookah lounges, from what I can tell.
Really? I don't like
a lot
tobacco.
Of designer. Oh, you don't?
Don't do tobacco. Only papers. Speaking of papers,
oh, really? So you and Wiz had that in common. That's nice.
Yeah.
I heard that he would tell people to get the fuck out of his studio if they're smoking blunts.
Really?
I don't know if it's true, but I heard that he's not friendly to the blunt smokers.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, as he should.
Yeah, respect. You think that's nasty too, though?
Yeah.
Really? So if a guy's dating you, he can't smoke backwards?
I mean, he could, but I don't want to kiss.
Right. Oh, really?
No.
You couldn't fuck with a Swisher guy?
A Swisher?
Is that over? That doesn't exist anymore?
Swisher is cheap.
The Bay, they're all cheap. They're blunts. They're fucking shitty cigars that you empty out and fill with.
The backwood is like a designer. It's $8 a pack, you know? It's a little bit.
Yeah. I guess.
Smoke a backwood.
But still, like a Swisher's like $1.50, isn't it? These days. It used to be $1.
Yeah.
Up north, I was just in San Francisco. Everybody still smokes Swishers out there. Like nothing changed. Like the backwood revolution never happened.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of freaked me out.
Up north, San Francisco, that's like the Bay?
Yeah.
I don't go out there.
You haven't been up there?
No. I think maybe once.
We got to get you up there. We got to get you on a Mozzie song or something. He will radicalize you fully into the Bloods, for sure.
I don't think I want to be a fool.
Yeah, he could get you into trouble, for sure.
Yeah, smoke this.
Okay.
This weed is from Tampa.
This weed is from Tampa, things you don't hear very often.
It's really good. I like went to, like, I had a weed party. It's Runtz, on God.
On God.
Zaza.
Zaza. Wait, you went to a weed party and brought this back for us?
Yeah, pretty much. It was lit.
You don't put tobacco in it?
No. It's thick, filled with weed.
I saw you post that video from the Bad and Bougie video, and you were like, this is where it all began.
Yeah, how it all started.
Is that like a fond memory for you? You feel like that's kind of what launched your career in a lot of ways?
Like, not necessarily, but like people like recently have been making it a bigger deal because people are like realizing that's me from the video. Mm. So somebody told me to post that, so I just posted it.
I fucks with it. So what do you got in the works that we got to look forward to and whatnot?
I'm about to put out a project.
Really? Are you going to count it as an album?
I'm going to call it a mixtape since it's my first thing. I don't want to put too much pressure on it. Just a little mixtape, EP. Okay. I'm excited about that. I've been working with some really lit established people in the industry, so I'm thankful and excited that that's been happening.
Right.
And
who else is going to be on this album?
I don't want to, like, the songs haven't been picked yet, but okay, we'll see.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of videos going crazy. I don't want to bring his name up again, but I was just rewatching that video of you of like having DDG be your like video boy. Was that like how that started?
Honestly, it was like, okay, so he did that video for me, and then I did a music video for him, and it was, the song was called She Cheated.
Oh yeah, right.
And that was, after that day we shooted the music video, our friendship changed to more than just a friendship.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you can only be involved in the clout swap for so long before you end up sort of falling for each other, huh?
I guess. I don't know what that means.
Did you see this video that came out the other day where they were asking him if you cheated on him with King Von.
With Say Cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I was supposed to do an interview with him after this, and I'm not doing that.
Because of that, that pissed you off so much?
It didn't piss me off. It's just, I just don't want to be put in a position of being asked weird questions like that.
Right.
But yes, I did see that interview. It was weird.
Right.
That he like made the whole clip title
about a rumor that DDG did not confirm in the interview. I thought that was a little odd too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was not true. It is not true. It is not true.
You've never been connected to King Von in such a way.
No, we're cool. Like we've seen it. He stays in Atlanta. We record at the same studio in Atlanta. But like,
okay.
Like I didn't even really watch the video. I just saw that DDG looked uncomfortable.
Does everybody accuse you of being connected to in that way?
Any person I'm seen in public with,
right?
But I'm sure, does that happen with you too, kind of? Actually?
Nah, I think people kind of trust that I'm in a relationship at this point.
Yeah, you are faithful with Lena. You have a pregnant wife.
Yeah, we were doing porn up until like a month ago too.
I love it. Bless it.
For sure. Okay, so project on the way. Ruby Rose.
Baby on the way.
Going up. Baby on the way. You'll get to meet her next time. Period. She'll be like a few months old, maybe a year. Who knows? I'm sure there'll be a lot more drama for us to address a year from now.
Let's hope not. Hopefully it's accomplishments.
Yeah, well, okay. So what would be the thing that you want to accomplish before we do the next interview?
A number one, an award. Say BET, a Grammy, something. I might be in a movie, goddamn. We don't know.
Give me other female artists. Give me a couple that you think are really making dope music or that you respect right now.
Probably just the same people you know. Like, I mean, Megan, Cardi, Nicki, Doja, Ariana Grande, City Girls, Mulatto.
Who would be the ultimate collab that you would be geeked up over? Like, Ariana Grande, I just imagined you working with her. I'm like, wow,
yeah,
that'd be
hard.
A game changer.
And like Billie Eilish.
Ooh.
Fuck with Billie.
Right. Gender crossing. Genre crossing. Not gender. You guys are the same gender.
Yeah,
but genre crossing for sure. All right. This is officially been going on too long. I'm too high. All right. Ruby Rose, appreciate you.
Thanks.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.